His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And W279DG and West Palm W279DG West Palm Beach.
Praise the Lord. Thanks for tuning into Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle Sally. I want to thank God for this day He has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the miracle hour, the hour of miracles, signs and wonders. And to God be the glory. It's Piercing Darkness Show with Apostle Sally. Get ready to be blessed in Jesus' name. The best is yet to come.
Respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
I believe in miracles and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe. The best is yet to come. Jesus is going to bless you. Jesus is going to increase you. Jesus is going to multiply you. He's going to prosper you, because He's the same yesterday, today and forever. I'll bless the Lord and His praise will continue within my heart. Call for prayer 561-337-9018. Wherever you may be right now tuning in, we are coming to you live on 89.9 FM every Saturday at 1 o'clock. Invite your friends to listen to this show, and you're going to be blessed. You're going to hear powerful testimonies of people's lives being changed, transformed, delivered, and healed, and set free by the power of God. Because Jesus is on the throne and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we have a website for you can submit your request. Our website is powerevangelism.net. You can visit our website at any time and submit your prayer request. And we will pray with you and believe God to move in your life and to set you free. Because the Lord is mighty and majestic and powerful. And He answers prayer and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I want to encourage you to stay tuned. You're going to hear powerful testimonies. You're going to hear testimonies to help build your faith, testimonies to help take you to the next level where you can receive your miracle. Now, before you even go to testimonies, I want to take you to one of our services we recently had in Aiken, where I was ministering and praying for people and God healed them. You can call for prayer 561-337-9018. The power of God is moving so strongly in this ministry. And it's the Bible. When we hear of God's power, it's the Bible that's being demonstrated. And for the next few minutes, you're going to see the Bible come alive, you know, because Jesus is the same yesterday and forever, and He's never failed to be God. But when you hear these powerful clips, they're going to show you how to believe God for the impossible, because God is on the throne. And He's able to do exceedingly beyond our imaginations. So enjoy this clip from one of our service. Call for prayer 561-337-9018.
Come on, come on, come on. I went to the enemy's camp. Come on, come on, come on. Clap your hands, clap your hands.
Turn back what He stole from me. Turn back what He stole from me. I took back what He stole from me. Well, I went. Enemy's camp, and I took back what He stole from me. Took back what He stole from me. Yes, I took back what He stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what He stole from me. He's under my feet. 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 He's under my feet.
Prophesy.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet. Well, he's under my feet.
Come on, come on, come on. And I took back what He stole from me.
I took back.
Took back what He stole from me.
Yes, I took it back.
Took back what He stole from me. Well, I went to the enemy's camp. And I took back what He stole from me. He's under my feet. 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 Satan is under my feet.
Hallelujah.
Now lift hands up in heaven. So all of you have arthritis. All of you have arthritis. You ready for bone miracles? That's the word I had was bone miracles. Let me show something here about bone miracles. When you receive a miracle of your, on your bones, it manifests as you release your faith. Like God pinpointed a brother there and he told me to go where he was. And I picked him out of the chair and brought him over here and released it over him. As soon as I released over him, he told me to have him move his hands. As he began to move his hands, the glory hit. Amen? So now I'm going to come and anoint all of you right there. What's the anoint you with oil? Begin to move your body and do what you could not do before. What you're going to do is now you're going to release that anointing over your bones. You ready? Lift your hands up. Ushers, get ready. Just keep your hands up. I'm coming now to lay hands on you. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. That's the glory
of
God.
Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what it stole from me. Took back what it stole from me. Yes,
Jesus.
Took back what it stole
Jesus.
From me. Went to the enemy's camp.
Jesus, watch, 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 watch. Born a miracle. Watch. Watch gently. Stay with her. Born miracle. Watch. Watch. Born miracle. Born miracle. Come ready. Come ready.
I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what it stole from me. Took back what it stole from me.
Born miracle. Born miracle. Miracle in the bones, Father, speak now. Create miracles. Watch. Born miracle. Father, give you praise. Father, give you praise. Father, give you praise.
Under my feet.
Father, give you praise.
Under my feet. Satan is under my feet. Oh, and I went to the
watch, 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 watch.
And I took back what he stole from me.
Jesus.
Took back what he stole from me. Yes,
Jesus.
Born
miracle. You're a warrior for the Lord. Born miracle. Nothing will stop you. You will not be crippled. You will not be in a wheelchair. You will not fail to serve God. You will travel. You will evangelize. You will minister without pain in your body. I prophesy a new season for you. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. That's glory. That's glory. Every curse is broken off your life. Watch.
Took back what it stole. Back what he stole from me. I went watch. To the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me.
Over
he's under my feet. 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 He's under my feet.
God is doing it for you now.
Is under my feet.
One miracle. One miracle. One miracle. Miracle of the bones.
Took back what he stole from
miracle
me.
Of the bones. Miracle of the bones. Miracle in your bones. Miracle in your bones. Miracle in your bones. What's your name?
What he stole from me.
Lord, I thank you because of your daughter. I decree that now she receives a miracle in her bones. Receive it now. Receive it. Stay right there. Watch, 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 watch.
Well, I went to the enemy.
Born miracle.
And I.
Watch. That's the glory. That's the glory. That's the glory. Watch. That's the glory. I prophesy that your bones will function normally. 2017 is a free year for you. Freedom.
What?
Freedom.
What it stole from me.
Freedom.
Under my feet. It's under my feet. Free my feet. It's under my feet.
Freedom. Receive it now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are tuning in live to Apostle Sally, a show here called Piercing Darkness, and people are receiving prayer and receiving deliverance. That's a clip from one of our services recently. We just heard in Aiken, and the Lord did mighty miracles for his glory. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe. When you believe, you will receive your blessing. The Bible says that... from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Because we serve a mighty God who answers prayer. Whatever you're going through in your life, I want to encourage you to believe, God, that you can come out of it. You can come out of the bondage and be free and have a testimony. Just like the people that are receiving prayer there, having testimonies of God's power. You can be free from whatever is tormenting you and holding you down. Because the Lord is on a throne, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He wants to break that curse off your life. He wants to break that wickedness off your life so you can walk free from these bandages. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. So for prayer, you can call 561-337-9018. We've opened the lines for prayer, and there's somebody taking down your prayer request, and we're going to be able to pray for you. Now, I want to invite you to our crusade. I'm coming to Melbourne on the 15th of April. I'm going to be in Melbourne for a miracle crusade on the 15th of April. So you're invited. It's going to be amazing. Go to our website for information. We're going to be at the Grand Manor, at the Grand Manor Event Center in Melbourne. The address is on our website, powerevangelism.net. So all of you in Vero Beach, in Palm Bay, Melbourne area, Port St. Louis area, all those areas, come and experience the power of God in Melbourne on April the 15th. Jesus is Lord. Call for prayer, 561-337-9018. We're going to hear another testimony of a man that God healed from HIV that came to our crusade, and the Lord healed him after 14 years of this infirmity in his body. Jesus is the healer. Let this testimony build your faith. Call for prayer, 561-337-9018.
We're going to hear another powerful testimony. Great testimony to the glory of God.
Amen. Benny. Man. When I came to this place, I came two times. I came here two times, and I seen some stuff, and I went home and I thought about it, and I said, maybe that can happen for me. I actually told him that I was HIV positive, and I'm negative right now.
Why don't you give Jesus a shout of praise? Why don't you give Jesus a shout of praise? That is Jesus. Listen to this. The brother came here. Amen. He came here and said, Apostle, pray for me. I'm HIV positive. And I prayed for him and I prophesied and I rebuked the virus in the name of Jesus. Under the glory, Jesus flushed it out. Under the glory, he went for a checkup. Under the glory, and the test returned back negative. 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 Shall. Shall.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the powerful testimony. When this man came for prayer, he had testimonies and he saw the power of God moving. He said, you know, I'm going to tell the man of God, this is my situation, and I'm going to believe God to move in my life. And I prayed for him a prayer of faith. And after praying for him, I told him, go check your blood. Go for a blood check. And when he went, they could not find the virus. The Lord took it out. And after 14 years of suffering from HIV, God healed him. He is totally negative, no virus. To God be the glory for the miracle. That's what God does when we believe. Nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. The Lord took the virus out of his body. This man is free. You can call for prayer, 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. God answers prayer. We're coming to you right live on 89.9 FM, talking about the power of God. And for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that the works of the devil may be destroyed. The Bible say in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, of all the power, the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. The authority of the believer is what we're talking about today. Do believers have authority? Can they walk in authority over the enemy? What does the Bible teach about the authority of the believer? Does God still do miracles today? Can blind eyes open? Can deaf ears be stopped? Can the cripple walk? Can HIV be healed? Can cancers be removed supernaturally? Can you come out of debt supernaturally? Can your marriage be restored supernaturally? Can your skin be healed supernaturally? Is anything possible with God? All things are possible with them that believe. Those of you watching me on Facebook or Periscope, you could share the broadcast, invite your friends to watch it. And also you can submit your prayer request by going to website, pyvanium.net. If you're listening to us right now on a radio station, we're coming to you 89.9 FM, live. Bring the power of God to you right where you are, in Miami, in Fort Lauderdale, Melbourne, Palm City, wherever you may be, Fort Lauderdale, Broward, Palm Beach County. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible to believe. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Lord is moving and is setting the captives free. So we're receiving your prayer request on our website. Go to our website, powerevangelism.net. Powerevangelism.net. That's where you can be able to submit your prayer request, or you can call us for prayer, 561-337-9018. If God can take HIV out, what can he not do? If the Lord removed HIV from this man, I believe he can deliver you too from whatever is tormenting you. We're going to go to an interview I did on Seed Roth, and you're going to enjoy it and hear about God's power, because the Lord is on a throne.
My guest has seen a woman instantly grow 5 inches. We're here with Ron Sowen. Now, Ron has seen so many miracles. He's literally provoking me to jealousy. But as a young child in Uganda, at 13 years of age, you heard for the first time in your life the audible voice of God. What did he say?
He called my name. I was going to church, and I was just a kid of 13 years, going around, singing on the road, going this way, going that way, singing and playing around. Then I heard a voice. It was the voice of the Almighty God, because he called my name. My real name is what they call me at home, Ronnie. You know, and the voice was so powerful, and it was coming from all the corners. I mean, from above, from the bush, from under, from everywhere.
Were you afraid?
I was afraid. I was terrified, and I didn't know what to do. I mean, it was so strange. It was so unique, but it was the voice of the Almighty God, and I had peace in my heart, though my mind could not understand what was happening. Then the voice called me again the second time, Ronnie. And I was so terrified in my mind, but I had peace in my heart, but I didn't reply. So I ran to church. I ran so fast to church.
Well, why didn't you reply?
Because my mind couldn't understand. It was so supernatural. I couldn't understand my mind.
But then, a few years later, you began to see miracles happen. Tell me the first miracle you saw.
Well, as time went on, I began to have that question in my heart about this voice that was calling me. I mean, God, I began to ask God, what is it that you want to tell me? And God led me to go and seek him. So I went and began to fast and pray. And one time God spoke to me, visited me in a vision, and spoke to me that I've called you and I want you to go and serve me. Then I began to see miracles happening. Like the first miracle I saw was a miracle of a lady who had a paralyzed arm that I prayed for and it stretched forth. Saw the miracles like...
Now, when that happened, well, I mean, here you are, a kid.
Yes.
You're praying in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
This woman has a paralyzed arm.
Yes.
And was it instant?
Yes, it was instant.
What went on in your inside of you?
Inside me, I was so excited to see God using me. I mean, I was saying, oh my goodness, can God use me like this? This is powerful. So when I'm praying for people, I would go to these church meetings, crusade meetings, when the pastor would be preaching, and I'd wait when they finished the meeting, then I'd go and look for the cases which were not prayed for, the hard cases that didn't get healed or were left out because they didn't know how to receive it. So I went and began to deal with them, and I'd spend hours, sometimes minutes, sometimes seconds, they would get miracles instantly.
Now, how did you know that this would happen?
In my heart, there was desire and passion, and there was a leading. God began to lead me. Because as I sought him in prayer, I would pray for 6 hours, sometimes 8 hours, I'd spend the night in the church praying.
Out of curiosity, when you would pray, that's a long time to pray.
Yeah, long time to pray. I would be crying to God, Lord, I want you, I want the anointing. I want you to use me. See it when the thirst and hunger for God strikes your belly, you'll go for it.
What do you think is one of the greatest miracles of a physical healing that you have seen?
Tremendous. I've seen the dead come back in South Africa.
That's tremendous. Tell me about one case.
Yeah, I mean, this lady, she was dead, and they were crying, and the hospital had given up because she's too old, and they were getting ready to make the burial arrangements. And I'd come in to preach in this meeting, and I said, no way. So I went straight and commanded her to return. Then she returned. And
When you commanded her to return,
yeah.
Did you hope she would return, or was something inside of you saying she would?
I had peace in my heart. Huh. So, and when I was commanding her to return, she didn't want to come back. But I said, in the name of Jesus, return. She returned.
What do you mean she didn't want? She's dead. What do you mean she didn't want to come back?
I could perceive in my heart that she didn't want to come back because of the glory. You know, when you go up in the glory, you don't want to come back here.
Have you ever been in that glory?
I've been in the presence of God when I'm praying that I didn't want that intensive presence to leave. And some other miracles I've seen are like people with full-blown AIDS, you know, doctors have given up on them, and the medication confirms that they're HIV positive. And I've laid hands on them and prayed for them, and the virus vanished. And they went back to the doctors. The doctors told them, you are negative. What happened? And they said, Jesus took it away.
Boy, look how someone's destiny, they're going to die from a fatal disease, and just suddenly a man touches them in the name of Jesus, and they're set free. Now there's different powers in the world.
To God be the glory. That's an interview I did on Sid Roth. I just gave you a little clip, a taste of that. We'll do that more in the future. You're tuning into Piercing Darkness Show with Apostle Sally. I'm coming to you live on 89.9 FM. You can call for prayer 561-337-9018. Amen. God bless you. Glory to Jesus. God bless you all the way in Orlando. God bless you wherever you may be that can hear the sound of my voice online, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Periscope. 89.9 FM. We come to you every Saturday at 1 o'clock. I want to invite all of you to come to our crusade, which is in Melbourne. I'm going to be in Melbourne for One Night of Miracles, April the 15th, at the Grand Manor Event Center. The address is on our website. Go to our website for more information, powerevangelism.net. And we're going to be having a crusade there on April the 15th. Right, Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free admission, free parking. God's going to do mighty things there for his glory. And I invite you to come and experience the power of God, the dunamis. God is going to be glorified. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This apostle coming to you live in the studio. Jesus is Lord. Nothing is impossible with him. When you believe, all things are possible with those that believe. Call for prayer 561-337-9018. The best is yet to come. Jesus is Lord, and he wants to bless you. For those of you joining me for the first time, you can call for prayer 561-337-9018. The blessing of God makes rich and adds no sorrow. God wants to bless you, and he adds no sorrow to his blessing. We're going to hear another powerful testimony of a young man that received a miracle for his son after I prayed for him. He's going to come on and testify. And to God be the glory, because Jesus is Lord. Nothing is impossible with the Lord when we believe. When you believe, he will move in your life and set you free. Join us for our services. We have a service at 11:30 in the morning and also at night at 7:30 p.m. Go to our website, pyevangelism.net, or call 561-337-9018. You can be able to join us and enjoy the move of God as I pray for the sick and see the captive set free. Because it's not a walk of a man, but a walk of the Holy Spirit. We're going to enjoy a powerful revelation I'm going to share today about the things of the Spirit, understanding the supernatural, and how you can release your faith to unlock breakthroughs in your life. I was ministering in Anderson recently, and a woman came and testified because of her daughter that was healed from a hypoleftoplasty. That's when one side of the heart is not working. A child was born with a hypoleftoplasty on a heart where the left side of the heart was not working. And the baby was in ICU, so they came to the crusade when I was in Aiken, and I prayed for the picture, and I prayed for a prayer cloth, and I told them to take the cloth to the baby in the hospital and create a miracle. And when they took that little cloth to the baby in the hospital in ICU, God did a creative miracle in the heart of the child, and the heart began to function fine and normal. To God be the glory for that powerful creative miracle. That's what God does when we believe. Nothing is impossible with God when we believe. That baby now is alive and healthy and kicking and jiggling just like what babies should do. When we believe God, all things are possible. When you believe him, he will move in your life. So if you're out there hurting and you're going through some situation in your life, you need a miracle, you need a touch from the Lord, just join us in our crusade or in one of our services and bring the oppressed and see God touch them, because the Lord is on the throne and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when we call upon him, he will answer it. The Bible said, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So there's a lot of things that you don't know that God wants to show you, but you have to call unto him and he will answer. So he says, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So I want to teach you how to call on the Lord in faith and get results and never to doubt in your life ever again. We're going to look at a scripture here. It says in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Also, I want to remind you that we have a crusade coming up at the Kravis Center on August. So go to our website to get more information. And we're going to be there for two nights of miracles. And God's going to be doing mighty things for his glory. And also, I want to remind you that we have a crusade coming up in Minneapolis. It's going to be on the 2nd and 3rd of June. So it's going to be an amazing crusade. The Lord's going to do mighty things for his glory there. So we're excited about what God's going to be doing in the crusade. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible when you believe. So tap into the glory when God is moving and going to do mighty miracles for his glory. Jesus is Lord. It says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. For by it elders obtain a good report. Faith is evidence of things hoped for. Now, when you talk about faith, you tap into a revelation and a realm that is beyond human understanding. You see, the devil wants to keep you in doubt, because when you're in doubt, you're bound. When you're faith, you're not bound. When you're in doubt, you're limited. When you're in faith, you're not limited. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that which you think or ask. So when we release our faith, miracles happen. And the testimonies you hear here are a proof that God's power is above demonic power in the name of Jesus. And nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. So if you're going through some situation in your life and you want to see God move in your life, you have to believe. So when you believe, God will touch you and bless you too, because he's on a throne. Faith moves mountains. Let's hear a testimony here. Hello, calling in the air.
Oh, praise the Lord, Apostle. How you doing?
Yes, you're on the air. Praise the Lord. Thanks for coming in. We want to hear what God did in your life and share with the audience, a lot of people listening, what God did for you.
Amen. Amen. We want to thank God for all the wonderful testimonies and for Apostle Solly. You know, my son, Elisha, was born in April, and he was a totally healthy child and took him for a normal circumcision. And then after the circumcision, he went down south. You know, he stopped breathing. They rushed him to the children's hospital. And he was on life support, and the doctors looked at me with my wife in the eyes and said it may be weeks or months before you get out of here. You know, as people of faith, it shook us up a lot to rely on Jesus. We called Apostle Solly right away and told him, and we spoke to him. He prayed and said that, you know, he prayed for our son, and then we spoke again, and he said, you know, God spoke to him that in 7 days, your son will be out of the children's hospital. And we hung on to that prophetic word, and lo and behold, my son, after that prophetic word, and God spoke to Apostle prophetically about my son, he began to get better the next day. By the third and fourth day, he was off life support, and then off the fifth day, he was off the feeding tube. And then on the seventh day, God released him home exactly the same time that the man of God spoke it. So I want to encourage you that if God can do this for my son, who was only a month old, and can the prophetic word come to pass, and he can live and not die, God can do the miracle for you if you're listening out there in radio land. So I want to encourage you just to call in for prayer, go to our website, and Jesus will do it for you as well.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for sharing your testimony. And we're excited about the crusade in Minneapolis. And guys going to do
Let's give a shout out to the crusade, Apostle. Amen. We have a crusade coming up here next weekend, June 2nd and 3rd. Anybody can come all over the world, anywhere in America, fly in, drive in. You can go visit the Mall of America in the daytime, tour Minnesota, come to the crusade at night. It's free to come to. All our events are free. June 2nd and 3rd in Minneapolis. It's all on our website, powerevangelism.net. Wherever you are in Radio Lake, come to this crusade, bring the sick, bring the oppressed, and God will set them free. An awesome time of worship, great word from Apostle Solly. He's going to pray for all of your needs, and God will answer.
Amen. Thank you for joining us. God bless you very much.
God bless you. Bye-bye, Apostle.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise for that powerful testimony. A prophetic word that was spoken activated faith. And when faith is activated, a miracle will happen. And that's what we just had right now, our brother share. A powerful testimony of what God did for his son when he believed, you know, in ICU with a very critical condition. But a prophetic word was spoken and the Lord moved in that situation. So I believe God is going to move in your situation also. So if you're joining us live on radio, or you're joining us live on Facebook or on Periscope, a miracle can happen for you too when you believe right where you are. There's no distance in the spirit. God can move in your situation and set you free, because he's on the throne and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. There's a lot of things that you don't know that God wants to show you today, but you have to believe. So when you believe, you will experience the glory and the power of God. Wanting God to move in your life, in your family, in your health, is going to take faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says, this is the evidence. This is the substance of things hoped for. Now you don't understand. God's word is proved. It is real. And you cannot figure it out with your understanding. What most people try to do is to figure things out with their understanding. And they miss God because they're trying to, it has to make sense to them for them to believe. But you have to understand that God is a faithful God. He's a merciful God. He's a great God. And he walks in mysterious ways. So, how do you move mountains out of your life? You want a mountain to come out of your life. You want to see God move in your situation. You want to see God move in your health. It takes faith to move mountains. Stop glorifying the mountain. Stop. You know, some people do research on these problems. And they research the complications. They don't understand that God is bigger than any complications they're facing. So while you're doing a research on that problem, you don't want to you don't want to go into a realm whereby you think in your mind that it's bigger than God. So you have to find the scripture, what the word of God says, and then step into the realm of faith where your perception is based on revelation, not understanding. Because your understanding is limited. Amen. Hello, caller, you on the air? Yes, caller, you on the air?
Yes. It's great to be on the airwaves with you, saints. I just have a testimony that I'd like to share.
Yes.
Of what God has done.
Yes.
In your family.
Yes.
I know God has done a lot. I just have several, but I just have one in particular I'd just like to share. I was believing, our family was believing for a miracle for us to receive our first home. We're very young, but that didn't stop us from believing what God's going to do for us. And God knew that in our heart. And the man of God, one of the service we attended service, and the man of God had a deep revelation. And he called up forth, and me and my wife, to our surprise, he said, God is going to release a home for you and your family. And at that time, this was a few years back, very young, and we were like, wow, can't believe it. God's heard our prayers in our hearts. So we went through the process, and during the time, there's a lot of warfare was happening, but we stood in the promises of what the man of God spoke in our life. And we continue to pray, and we continue to also sow seed. Now, you got to understand, saints, when you sow a seed into a ministry like this, you're sowing it and where you're not putting it into rocks, but you put it into a soil foundation where things happen. So God just starts speaking to us, just sow seed. Every time opportunity came along, sow seed for the house, sow seed for the house. And we started seeing progressives happen, things happen where now we're at our own home. We own our own home. We're our two children. We're young adults, and the possibility that we shouldn't have this home. After the home was signed and purchased, we were told that there were at least 15 to 20 other people that was trying to get this home, and they offered two times as much as we offered for the home. So you have to understand the power that comes behind sowing a seed, because we obey God, we obey what the man of God preaches, because we are also tithers, and we do principles of the truth, and we sow seed towards it, and God made a way where we're able to overcome 15 to 20 applicants for a home. And I give God praise, because that's a mighty, mighty miracle to have. And we give God praise.
Powerful praise report. Thank you so much for calling. And thank you for sharing with the people to believe. So when you believed and released your faith and you sowed a seed, God moved in your situation and he put you in the front row and let past all those other 15 people that were offering twice what you're offering, to God be the glory, because he gave you favor. Favor is when you're able to operate in a realm that naturally you can't. And to God be the glory. God bless you very much.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Powerful praise report. To God be the glory. I want to thank God for this praise report. You see, when a prophetic word was spoken, that they will receive a home, they believed, and God gave it to them. That's the God we serve. He answers prayer, and he's the same yesterday. He's the same today, and he's the same forever. And nothing is impossible with him when you believe. So we're going to continue to study on faith as we see what faith means here, because those testimonies are a proof. It says, for by it elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God. So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So the things you see were not made of things which do appear. So a miracle doesn't come from our analysis or understanding. A miracle is God's intervention in a time of crisis. So a miracle comes from God. And faith is how you withdraw it and unlock it in your life. Do you want God to move in your life? Do you want God to help you fix the situation you're in? Then your faith has to be released. If your faith is not released, then you won't receive that which you want. So how do you release your faith? Your understanding has to be placed on hold in what you believe in God for, and then rely on his arm. You rely on his wisdom, his revelation. Rely on his mercy, greatness. God is bigger, greater than our understanding. So in conflict, in battle, when you're dealing with the enemy, first thing you have to understand is that he wants to limit your understanding. He wants to imprison you to your understanding and then put all the thoughts in your mind, which you don't question, but believe. But you see, God speaks the word, and what does not return to him void. So he said in his word, you know, I am the Lord that healeth thee. That word does not return to him void. So that word alone is enough to heal everybody in a hospital, every sick person hearing me today. Because he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. So if he says, I am the Lord that healeth thee, that word he has spoken, when you receive it in your spirit, it will bring healing to your soul. Because it says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, when you receive the word in your spirit, another word, it says, he's Jehovah Jireh. That word means he's a provider. So 24/7, he's Jehovah Jireh. He never ceases to be Jehovah Jireh. So once you take his word and begin to meditate on it in your spirit, in your heart, and begin to speak that word that you believe in your heart, as you address your situation, your crisis, your need, there will be a different kind of perspective and understanding to how you address the need and the situation. Because now you're approaching it from the realm of faith, the realm of revelation. Those of you watching us on Periscope or Facebook, you can share this teaching with your friends so they can enjoy it. And then also on air, you can just let your family hear, let your friends hear, text them, tell them, hey, tune in on 89.9 FM so they can hear live, because we go far as we go deeper in this word. So I want to show you something that's so powerful. God's word is very, very real. You see, these men of old believed and they obtained a good report. It says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. So the elders wanted a good report and they obtained it. But if you navigate it to verse 4, we see in verse 4, that's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, by it he being dead yet speaketh. So this man is dead, but yet he speaketh. So what do you mean that he's dead and is speaking? So what we see here is faith still speaketh. So faith does not die. So faith, what cometh by hearing the word, returns to God, not void. Guys, what doesn't return void? So the faith that God has given you, that cometh by hearing the word of God, will not return to you void. It shall deliver what it has been released to do. So God will move in our situations when we believe, regardless of how intensely they are or how critical they are. Because if this man, it says, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. So this man offered a sacrifice to God that pleased God, that even up to today, it's still being talked about. It's still speaking, that faith that this man did in obedience to God when he gave his first fruit is still speaking today. So in this battle against Mammon, against Jezebel, against wickedness and all the powers out there that manipulate and deceive and try to make you think that faith doesn't work or faith is of the old, faith that is not real, I want to make clear the air. God will not fail, and God does not die, and he's not dead. So faith doesn't die, because faith cometh by hearing his word. So what the word produces will live, because the word sustains it. So if your faith has come to you by hearing the word of God, now you know that now you can release your faith to the situation and then believe God to move in the situation. So the anxious, where does anxiety come from? The Bible said, be anxious for nothing, but make your requests known to God. So why are people anxious today? Because they don't believe. Be anxious for nothing, but make your requests known to God. So when you believe, then you can't be anxious. So we have to take this serious. God's word is real. It says verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. So now we see faith brings us to a place of relationship. So when you come to God, you can't come to him doubting and say, oh, this is not real. You see, one lady called our prayer line and says, I want to travel all the way to Florida so Apostle can pray for me and take me to deliverance. And then as she's talking, then she says, what if I'm not delivered? So that word, what if, then don't come, because you have the what if. If you come believing, why would you waste your time traveling 10 hours to come for prayer with the what if? And that's where the people miss it. You see, when you come, you have to come believing that something is going to happen, because you're coming in the presence of God. That's what the Bible says here in verse 6. Let's see. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently, that means it's not something you do once. It's a character. There is integrity and there is honesty in your heart as you come to seek him. So then you believe. So with the integrity, God, it's not even your integrity that's going to release the miracle. It's faithfulness is integrity. But your integrity brings you into alignment with what God has already done. So God is not a man to lie. So you have to believe that God is what he says. So when you doubt, when you're afraid, that means you're questioning his word, the authenticity of his word. We don't need some archaeologists to come and prove to us that this is true. No, we don't need. You see, when I pray for the sick, I tell them, go to your doctor and bring a medical report, because that helps them understand from the understanding what God has done. So when we testify, then we can present the proof to people. But see, God's power is more powerful than any science, technology, analysis you can ever write. The Lord is bigger than our understanding or imagination, to the depth of how much we can explain it. So, withdrawing yourself from the realm of doubt and unbelief and stepping into the realm of faith requires you to have revelation. You know, when the Lord reveals himself to you, then you're going to be able to know how to release your faith, because nothing is impossible with God. So God's move, not based on our understanding, but on revelation. And then we see that this is how, in verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteous, which is by faith. So God was looking for a man that wants to believe him. And Noah was a man that believed. So this man began to warn people, but they didn't listen. So all his actions become a reminder. They become a message, a witness to the non-believers. And they could not say they were not warned, because his faith and his obedience was able to save his house and work as a condemnation of the world. Because this man believed. So the people in the world don't believe, but you as a in Christ, you believe. Now, if you don't know Christ, you can become a believer today. So we don't want to title you as a believer and you don't believe. So we call people like that the non-believing believers. This is what they say. I believe, but the realtor said. I believe, but the doctor said. I believe, but the bank said. I believe, but take that bat out. What if? Take it out. Bat. Take it out. Or so and so, nothing happened for him. Take it out. This is you. God deals with everybody individually. You see, even the doctors tell you, if everybody responds different to medication, you don't understand, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And God wants to move in your life, in your health, in your marriage, in your finances. He wants to vindicate. He wants to take you out of bondage. But you have to believe. And nothing is impossible with God when we believe. Faith moves mountains. And mountains will be moved out of your life. So there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. So if you're in Christ, there is no condemnation. But if you're not in Christ, there is condemnation. So the devil wants to use accusation, slanders, lies. So when you begin to pray, come to God, verse 6, believing, it says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a reward of those that seek him. Now you have a motive. You're coming to seek God. You believe that he's what he says he is. So when you believe, you begin to step into the realm and begin to decree. When God's word says, it shall decree a thing, it shall be established, you begin to decree. What do you believe? As you decree it, the manifestation will come. As you decree it, God will cause it to happen. As you decree it, there will be results. As you decree it, there will be manifestations. As you decree it, the Lord will answer thee. He says, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great mighty things which thou knowest not. So, the woman with an issue of blood, when she came to Jesus, she said, if I touch his hem, my fountain will dry. So she touched his hem and the fountain dried. But she said, if. Now, in her heart, she knew that when she touched him, it's going to dry, because she believed before she stepped out. So when she touched him, virtue came out. He could control that. God is. He said, what do you mean about that? Let me share something. Okay. He didn't say, okay, now receive. No. This woman's faith was so unique because God has already spoken the word. When you come to him, you must believe. So when she touched him, virtue came out. He didn't touch her. She touched him. He didn't touch her. She touched him. And virtue came out of him and touched her and set her free. That is how the glory of God moves in our situations. So when she stepped out and released her faith, she stepped out of the comfort zone and touched him. And then virtue came out and touched her and dried her fountain. The Lord is a fighter. What a mighty God we serve. Your problem is over. Your season is about to change. I decree and I declare that your mountain is removed in the name of somebody. Say amen. Hallelujah. Now let me say this before I pray. That curse has been lifted off your life and the yoke is destroyed. Do you know an angel was sent to block Balaam from casting the children of God? You know why? Because God does not go against his word. That's why you should have no grudge, no bitterness towards people. Don't hold offense. Let it go. Because God lives in your heart. You don't want to bring in this kind of animosity to your heart. That's where God stays, in your heart, your temple of the Holy Ghost. So if you don't know Jesus, I'm going to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus in your heart today so you can be born again. But just remember, the Lord lives in your heart. So get rid of the offense. Get rid of that offense and unbelief. Because that's where God stays. You don't have unbelief in your heart or doubt. When thoughts come to your mind telling you, well, you're going to die, or guys are going to come through you, or you're going to lose your home, you're going to lose your car, you're going to lose your job, things are going to go crazy, cast them down because they're coming to your mind. Don't let them stay there so they can influence your heart, because your soul is made of mind, emotions, and will. So you have to understand that the devil wants to stay there. Cast him out, because Jesus is in your heart by his spirit. Believe. And you see, once you believe, it's established. You decree it's established. You believe it's established. God begins to move. He walks behind the scene. He walks mysteriously. God walks in ways we can't see. The Bible says he will make a way. Oh my goodness. He makes a way in the wilderness. God will bring, he fed his children in the wilderness. He gave them food in the wilderness. He fed them. He supplied them. He watched over them. Gave them a pillar of a cloud and a pillar of fire. He makes a way there seems to be no way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. So if you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say this after me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I renounce my iniquity and my sin. And I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you have received Jesus in your heart, now you are born again. Remain faithful, read the Bible, pray, and put your faith to work. And make sure you attend the Bible-believing church, preaching the word, because the word of God is incredible. As far as you can hear the sound of my voice, some of you in Palm City, Palm Bay, Miami, wherever you may be, Bahamas, you can hear the sound of my voice. I want to give you an opportunity to believe God for a miracle in your life. In Jesus' name, we're going to pray right now. Father, I pray for all those that are watching me on Periscope, Facebook, and listening to me on the radio that need a miracle in their life, that they will be able to release their faith, because faith moves mountains. And I decree that those mountains will be removed out of their life. That they will see divine intervention in their situation. For nothing is impossible with you. We break that cycle of defeat, the cycle of doubt and unbelief, and release life and hope for the hopeless. I decree and I declare that there will be deliverance, hope, encouragement, and peace for those that are listening and believing. For you who made a way in the wilderness, in the Red Sea, will make a way in their life. In Jesus' name. Amen. So I'll be back next week with more exciting programming. Don't forget to watch our show every Sunday at 5 o'clock on channel 1361 Television. And I come here every Saturday at 1 o'clock. And also join us in our crusade. We're going to be at the Kravis Center for America Crusade. Also, I'm coming to Fort Pierce for a crusade. And we got more other cities lined up. Our services are Sunday, 11:30 and 7:30 p.m. Go to our website, pyevangelism.net, for our schedule. Or call us on 561-337-9018. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible. And thanks for tuning in today and enjoying this broadcast. And tell people about it. Become the mouthpiece of God, what God is doing. And let people know that every Saturday at 1 o'clock, we have an hour of miracles, an hour of power, 1 p.m. on this station, to the glory of God. And I'm looking for your testimony. Mail us,